broadcasting live from our Ford Recovery Radio studios located in downtown historic Ford Recovery. You're listening to Sports Talk with Bubba and Fee, which is powered by Wayne Street Market in historic Ford Recovery. Without further ado, here's your host and co-hosts, Mr. Bob Stogler and Mr. Harold Feely on Sports Talk with Bubba and Fee.
Oh my goodness, we're back, Fee.
We're back.
Whoops, except Fee isn't.
Now I'm not back.
Yeah. Now he's back.
Now I'm back.
Welcome home.
Yeah, this is year number what? Seven?
Seven. Yep. In the books.
Yep. 7 years of coming up here and talking Ford Recovery Sports. What a great gig this is.
Great gig. Can't beat it.
Yeah. And the guy sitting to our left has been coming up here for 7 years.
Yes. Yes, I have. Oh, I thought you meant Harold's. You said our left, so I would be
oh,
the Harold's
yeah,
left.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, I've been up.
I'm talking to my left.
Oh, you said our, so I thought maybe. Okay.
That is the old ball coach, and it's old now. 17th season.
17 big ones. That's awesome.
17.
It doesn't sound right when you say it out loud.
No, don't, does it? It does not sound right. That guy is Mr. Brent Niekamp, the head football coach of the Indians. Back in the corner, Mr. Rocker sitting around with a, what kind of shirt's that? That's that guy who,
Bob Ross,
a painter. Yes. And the superintendent's still sitting around here, Mr. Larry Brown, and he had a really good show on here with Spency, and a lot of positive things in our school. And if you get a chance in the archives, make sure you listen to that on Insight. And the financing thing was unbelievable.
Yeah.
A lot of good things happening that way, and just like a lot of good things going on in our school and our town, and we're very blessed. But we're going to talk sports now, and we got the same sponsor, right? Wayne Street Market. Wayne Street Market. So let's do a Wayne Street Market commercial.
Yep.
We'll come right back, and we're going to talk with Mr. Brent Niekamp, Fort Carey Indians, right after this sports talk presented by
the Wayne Street Market.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Wayne Street Market has everything you need to make your grilling great. They have the propane, they have the charcoal, they have the wood chips for your smoker, and best of all, they have great steak prices. Ribeyes are $9.99 a pound, flat iron steaks are $8.99 a pound, and New York strips and T-bones are just $7.99 a pound. And they have brats from Johnsonville, Swaggerty Farms, and Winner's Meats. And don't forget to grab some rubs and sauces from a couple of local businesses, Dave's Famous Sauces from St. Mary's and Wendell's from St. Joe. Get everything you need for this year's grilling season during their No Limit Meat Sale at Wayne Street Market, the best meat market around.
This is Chad Guggenbiller with CSG Consulting Finance and Brokerage in Fort Recovery. Has your business experience changed within your operation? Or maybe the place you banked with has seen the cultural change or the loss of a long-trusted officer or advisor. Now more than ever, you need a strategy and a plan of action in how to navigate this new season of business. Let me help with this plan. See me, Chad Guggenbiller, at 419-852-4049. CSG Consulting, your partner in planning.
Hey, this is Stacy with Brick Street Tavern. We have added a couple new items to our menu. Spicy pickle fries, pizza bites, cauliflower pizza, and cheese curds. Stop up and try our new items or give us a call to get them to go.
Hi, I'm Athletic Director Holly Gann, and here's the information for all sports passes and season tickets for this upcoming school year. They will be on sale in the high school office from 8 to noon and from 1 to 4 each weekday. All sports passes get you into all high school and junior high games for both boys and girls. Adults are $150, which includes the reserved boys basketball seats. Student passes are $50. Football season tickets for adults are $25 and students $15. Football presale tickets will be $7 for both adults and students, with all tickets at the gate being $8. For volleyball, there will be no season passes or presale tickets. All tickets at the gate will be $7 for both students and adults. We offer junior high passes for both the fall and winter seasons. Adults will be $25, with students being $10. Don't have a pass? No worries. All junior high events will be $4 for both adults and students. And if you're 65 or older, we have even a better deal. The Senior Citizens Annual All Sports Pass is only $25. That pass will get you into any boys, girls, high school, or junior high sporting event. But it doesn't include reserve seating for football or basketball games. So, when you get a chance, head up to the high school office between 8 and noon or 1 to 4 on the weekdays to get those fall sports and all season passes. Help us cheer on our Indians to a victory.
Hey, welcome back to Sports Talk, Bubba and Fee. And we were running a little late here today because we were at Fee's house. And I picked Fee up about 7:30. We sit there and always pet the dog and just kind of hang out.
Yep.
His granddaughter FaceTimed him.
Oh,
awesome. You cannot cut that short.
No. It was awesome.
Yeah, we'll stall for 20-30 minutes if we need to for granddaughter.
I'll tell you what, man, that was...
She's in a repeater stage right now, so you say anything, she'll say it.
So how old is she now?
She is about a year and a half.
Wow.
And she's sharp as a tack, boy. Yeah.
See, I'm still thinking she's 3 months old.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's amazing how Lane started kindergarten today.
No, he didn't. He's four. Two.
Yeah.
One.
That's
I don't know.
He's fast.
It just seems like he was born last week.
It does.
God.
And when we talk about that, and we talk about longevity, this guy graduated in 1999.
99.
The head football coach. Yep. He has been our head football coach, and we talked about 17 years.
17 years.
He has a lot of records in the MAC. The biggest, he just informed us this.
Oh.
It's the only one I knew.
He is the losingest coach in MAC history.
Losing more games, not percentage-wise.
I've lost more games than any other coach in the MAC. I thank Rob Hemelgarn every year when he puts out that big stat sheet that has the whole breakdown. Say thanks, Rob.
Yeah. Appreciate you, man.
Really appreciate
thanks
you,
Thanks for
Rob.
The reminder.
Yeah. Well, that is Coach Brent Niekamp, and he's starting his 17th season on the helm at Fort Recovery High School. And we opened up Friday night at Wayne Trace against a Wayne Trace team that was about 500 last year. You know, last year, you kind of throw that stuff out.
Never know.
It was COVID. You don't know what was going on. We knew that they had some big linemen. They was big up front.
Yeah.
And we had some, you know, who knows how good we are. You know, we lost a lot. We lost a really good senior class.
Yeah.
But, Coach, it was one heck of a game. And
good start.
What a great start.
Yeah, thanks. It was really fun game because, you know, like you mentioned, we got a lot of guys that are new to Friday Night Ball, you know. And it was really cool seeing them grow up throughout the course of the game. Especially, you know, we have the least amount of experience defensively. So, you know, their first couple possessions, they kind of got us on our heels. But we responded. We were able to adjust and figure some things out and make some key stops. And offensively, we were able to kind of control the game and hang on to the ball a lot, which was key in us coming out of there with a win.
Go ahead.
You also, Brent, you got a new role this year, huh? You're calling the offense.
Yeah, yep. Yeah, Coach Metzger decided he wanted to go back to coaching junior high.
Mm-hmm.
I think that was a little bit more fun for him and fit better with his family situation right now.
Yep.
I've switched over to calling. So this is the first time I've called plays on offense since 2004, and when I was at Edgerton as a JV coach.
Is that right?
Called JV. I called plays on JV. Since I've been here in 2005, and since I've always called defense. You know, Dave Blockberger did the offense for us for years and years, and then Toby took over after him. So that's been a change. It's been a lot of fun. I enjoy it. It's a different, you know, challenge and everything. And then also helping Greg Stoll. Greg's taking over calling our defense now. So.
Plus, it's I'd say you make great calls. Just give it to Mr. Heiser and let him get a touchdown.
Yeah, that was real pretty tough, easy. Wasn't it? Here you go, run it. Go.
What do you guys want to do now? Probably do that same thing again. Yeah. No, that was working pretty good.
Let's do that 3 or 4 times in a row and then throw one to Logan.
Yeah, let's just keep doing that.
You know, Friday night was a great atmosphere up there. Wayne Trace had their side packed, their band. It was just an exciting, it just was Friday night lights again because we got cheated from it last year. And,
absolutely.
And it was just, I just loved every second of that. I missed it. And we come out and you know, they were impressive. They had some big linemen and you know, we got a lot of question marks, and we talked about we lost a lot, but we had a big series starting out, and we drove down, and I was just really happy, and I'm sure you was too, and I really liked your quarterback.
Yeah, yeah. Speaking of the first series, and we've been talking to our guys about this for a while, you know. All of our kids understand that we have a pretty thin team this year. We don't have a lot of numbers. So we've talked about what is the formula for us to win games. Like, how do we got to do this? Mm-hmm. You know, we probably don't want to play games where we're running 170 plays. We probably want to keep that number under 150. So how do we do that? Well, we got to control things on offense. If we can control the pace of things on offense, then we're going to have a shot. And I've been looking at this and thinking about it for a few years now. You know, for a school that's small, that plays a lot of guys both ways, you know, the trend at the higher levels in college and everything is to go fast, 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 fast. Well, if you're at a depth disadvantage, then it doesn't make any sense to go fast.
Right.
Doesn't make any sense at all.
Slower down.
And that was kind of interesting because Wayne Trace had a few more guys than us, but they weren't a lot deeper than us, but they were trying to go fast, and it actually worked against them.
Absolutely.
And so we've been talking about that for weeks, and our kids kind of understand and buy in. And the looks on their faces after that first drive was like, we're doing this exactly the way we want to do it, because we took like 6 minutes off the clock and just kind of controlled that. And then the pace of the way things finished at the half with, you know, us getting a score, stopping them, and then bleeding the clock out before that last score and not giving them the ball back and getting two scores out of it. You know, we get in there at halftime, and our guys are like, this is how we do it. This is the path for us.
There was no locker room there, okay? So, and I probably shouldn't say this, but we're sitting at the top row of the bleachers, and Brent and the team, before the game starts, is right below us, all right? So we can hear everybody talking. So Brent says, all right, guys, huddle up. We're going to, says over there, and his talk was, and I'm just going to say this, and if it's, I shouldn't, he goes, we're going to wear them down. We're going to let them know in that fourth quarter, you know, we're going to be in charge. And they start out, and they're going exactly what you said. They're flying to the ball, you know, and they're the end of the game. They were done. And we were just dirt. They couldn't stop us. Exactly what you preached to them in the pregame. And
actually, us being underneath the bleachers at the time was part of that whole deal. You know, we did have a locker room, but it was about a quarter mile walk back to the school. And with the heat and everything, I said, we're not walking back and forth. When we come out, we're going to stay out here. We're going to find some shade. I don't care where it's at. And so we went under the bleachers to get in the shade for a little bit, to do the least amount of wear and tear on our guys before it was time to go play as we possibly could. And it was kind of, even before the game, I said, look, we're not going to put our pads on until we're ready to play. So we're going to warm up without our pads on. We're going to take our time. And I'm like, look at those guys. They're warming up now. They're going to go in. They're going to walk back out. They're going to warm up again. They're going to go back in, walk back out. How much energy are they burning? How hot are they getting with the conditions and everything? Yeah, and we're not going to do that. You only got so many plays in your tank, you know. Yeah, I don't care how good a shape you're in. And it was, that's how it worked out. And our guys believed in that, and, you know, they executed it to a T.
Yeah, it was a great Friday night. Let's take a break. We're going to pay some bills. We're going to come back. We're going to talk more about the Friday opener and some individual guys who just, and it's a team game, but we had some individual guys that really had some kind of great Friday games. Nights. We'll be right back. Sports Talk, Bubba and Fee.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canote from K&L Tractor Sales, Fort Recovery, Ohio. If you want to mow faster and ride smoother, you need a Ferris zero-turn mower. Only Ferris mowers have patented independent suspension technology that smooths out uneven turf. You'll be able to mow faster and longer with less fatigue. Whether you're a professional cutter or just want to mow like one, Ferris mowers get more done in less time. So visit K&L Tractor today and test drive the most comfortable riding zero-turn in the industry, Ferris. Experience suspension.
Seems like the most entertaining things on TV these days are those funny insurance commercials. Hi, Hi, I'm Connor Rammel with Fort Recovery Insurance. When it comes to insurance, you need someone who knows the difference between insuring a farm and an economy automobile. As your local agent for Ohio Mutual Insurance Group, I know that our area and our neighbors have unique needs. When it comes to insurance, think local. And if you want a funny joke, I'll do my best. Find us online at FortRecoveryInsurance.com.
Hello, I'm Harold Feely, owner of Hastings Auto Sales and Service in Fort Recovery. As fall approaches, time for football, pumpkins, and getting your vehicle ready for cooler weather. Your maintenance appointments will include testing your battery and checking all fluid levels. We will also check your brakes, tires, belts, wipers, hoses, and all your lights. Give us a call here at Hastings Auto Sales, 419-375-4617 for all your automotive needs.
Our Indians football team is 1-0, and this Friday they'll host the Urbana Hill Climbers. Fort Recovery Radio's broadcast team will bring you all the action live, and if you just can't get to the game, you can watch the game on the NFHS Network with Fort Recovery Radio's audio. Get to Baron Brogy Field on Friday night and help cheer our Indians on to another victory. But if you just can't get to the game in person, you can always listen live right here on Fort Recovery Radio, the home of the Indians.
Here in the old studio with Coach Niekamp. We just started talking a little bit about the game Friday night and had to be happy with everything. You kind of said the defense is your shorter, the people that are less experienced.
Yeah.
And man, they like you said, they came out going 100 miles an hour, and you could just see these kids were, it was like, man, this is high, fast pace. This is
different speed than what we've seen in practice.
This is exactly what we've been saying.
But to their credit, they adjusted.
I thought they did a great job.
We were talking about some of those guys at the break, guys like Lucas Atchison, guys like Owen Kanapke, that just keep getting better, keep making plays. And, you know, our defense wasn't great Friday, but we made enough plays to have a chance to win the game. And that's what we're going to have to do. We're just going to have to keep, you know, putting ourselves in position week after week, do the best we can. And see what happens.
See what happens.
When you look at, we talked about Riley and the incredible game he had, and he was unbelievable. I mean, I think it was the fourth or fifth highest running yardage game in Fort Recovery history.
Fort Recovery history.
He had 5 touchdowns. He was a complete workhorse. And talk a little bit about what you said in there. Your goal was to give him about 20 carries.
Yeah. I need to split the touches up a little bit better than what I did, or that little guy's going to wear out. But, you know, he's a tough kid, and he wanted it. He wanted the ball. You know, we've done a little bit to try to save him a little bit more on defense, so we don't play him unless we feel like we need to on defense, so that he can be that guy, because we do think he's a pretty special runner. He's got really, really good vision. And he's a humble kid. You know, he was really, like, appreciative of the opportunity. And, you know, when the game got over with and he heard all the numbers, like, he couldn't get the smile off his face.
It was not either.
The coolest thing. He couldn't even imagine that. And he was very quick to credit the offensive line and, you know, everybody. There was – it's like a little, like, detail thing, but – we worked really hard all week on how our wide receivers were blocking the defensive backs. And those blocks, and I think it was Reese Guggenbiller almost every time, sprung Riley's big, like he had like 3 or 4 big plays. And it was always that block that we worked on all week. So it was all of that stuff works together for, you know, it's a team effort every single time. And you know, Riley gets his name in there in the record books and everything, but that was all 11 guys, pulling their weight.
And when you see some of those young kids, and you talked about Reese Guggenbiller and Ross Pearson and Troy, and then you go to your offensive linemen, and I mean, offensively, we were solid. I mean, we just, and we talked about coming home, and I don't know how many we had, but we couldn't have had 3 penalties.
I thought we did a great
I mean, we might have had more.
I think we had one.
We had one penalty.
We had a face mask. We had a face mask on defense.
That was our only penalty. Now that has got to make a coach be really.
Yeah, I felt like that was a pretty clean game. And I think a lot of credit goes to You know, you mentioned Cale Ramel, our quarterback. He does a really good job running things on offense. He really understands what we're trying to do with our different formations and concepts and everything. And I feel like our kids are very, very bought into what we're trying to do. I think, and we mentioned before, what that path to a victory looks like. And they see their roles and how they can contribute to that, and they're embracing that.
Well, I thought, you know, they talk about managing a game as a quarterback. Man, I just thought, I thought he did such a good job.
He did a great job.
You know, just get rid of it when it's not there, and threw an absolute perfect pass to Troy in the end zone in the first half. Yeah. Man, that was just absolutely perfect.
Yeah, Troy did a little flexing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He gets
up. Fired up a little bit.
That was a great play by Troy because he was covered well. But Cale put it where only he could get it, and he went up and made a play and got his foot down and got us the score. That was yep.
Yeah, that
it was just all the way around. It was a really fun game.
Yeah, and the score at the end of the first half was a monster. You know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then they come down in the second half, and they get a touchdown, and then here we go. And I think they got the ball back with...
They did, yeah. They made some adjustments. We had a little trouble running the ball early in the third quarter, and we had to figure some things out. We ended up... We opened things up a little bit and threw a little bit more. We got Cale out on the edge a little bit more. Ross made a nice catch. I think Troy made a nice catch, and we... Kind of loosened them up a little bit, and then the fourth quarter we just kind of took care of them up front.
Logan Homan's a weapon.
Yeah, yeah. He's a guy that he needed to have a couple more touches. I think he had five.
Yeah.
And he's a guy who's dangerous when he gets the ball out in the open with
he'll put his head
defensive
down.
Backs trying to tackle him.
Yeah, they don't want any part of him.
Yeah.
And he was I don't know, man. He looks the part. He looks. Oh, yeah. I mean, I don't know. He's 6'3", maybe 6'2", 200-pounder, and he just runs well. And
pretty quick, yeah.
He does not shy away. He ran right in through them defensive backs and was no part of him once he got on that.
I kind
of
watched what
he had a great game defensively, too.
Yes, he did.
Yeah. He's playing defensive end. He's really, really hard to block and athletic on that edge. He had a nice game.
You say that. I kind of find myself watching him a little bit, you know, and then he was getting double teamed a lot in the second half. I think they did know we got to stop this kid.
Yeah,
you know,
which puts somebody else,
which is
either open or a little less coverage.
And I feel like that Caleb Evers did a great job too.
Oh, I love that kid.
He's another one. It was a great job.
Them Evers boys are good boys.
Caleb's doing really well. You know, Logan does attract a lot of attention, and Caleb's made. He's just made very solid plays with the ball.
Yep.
You know, when we get those play actions and those boots and he comes rolling out there, if they jump on Logan right away, then Caleb's been a very reliable receiver.
Yep.
You know, can go get us 7 or 8 yards and keep the chains moving. And you know, Alex, his brother Alex, is starting on the offensive line as another one of those sophomores who's, you know, kind of learning as he goes, you know. Yeah. But he... Great attitude, and they work really hard.
Your football IQ this year seems... You got some kids there. Like
Pretty smart.
Your quarterback, he did not snap a ball with less than 10 seconds the whole time.
Yeah.
He was great.
He ran it, and he was just... I was just really impressed. And what a great opener for our Indians, and we beat Wayne Trace. And now we turn our attention to the Urbana Hill Climbers.
Yeah,
where in the Sam Hill did we get them guys at? Who was our athletic director and booked that one? That'd be Mr. Coach. But you know what? That's a great game for us to play. A D5 team, is that right?
I think they're four.
Are they four?
I think they're four, yeah.
Yep.
They've had, the last couple of years, they've had pretty rough records. I think they're supposed to be improved this year. They look like it on film. They lost to West Jefferson in the first week. West Jefferson's a good team.
Yeah,
they were, you know, they lost in the playoffs to Coldwater last year. They're a solid program. Urbana, they got some good athletes. They're going to be dangerous. Yeah. So it's going to be another one of those. How much more can we grow this week? Yep. And you know, through practice and everything, and then through the game on Friday night.
Did we make it through week one healthy?
Yeah.
Good.
Yeah.
Other than the 106 cramps.
There was a lot of cramps.
I think we only had a guy down on the field once.
Yeah.
I think Caleb was the only one that needed taken off the field. There were some guys on the sideline that got
Logan was
out a few times.
Logan, yeah, they were
quite a bit.
But man,
Logan had his own personal stretcher.
Yeah.
Every time Logan was getting stretched out a lot, but I don't think we ever had to take Logan off the field.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is there anything you can do for that? Doc Hossbach was completely exhausted after the game.
He was.
I was going to drive him home. I think he'd stay awake. We walked him to the car. All right, Doc? Whew, he said, that's a lot of work.
You know, I think that was about as good as we've come out of a week one game. Yep. If it's a close game like that in a while with cramping, you know, Wayne Trace had a lot more than we did.
Yeah,
they did.
And I think it's because we didn't go crazy before the game and didn't, you know. I think we had more gas in our tank.
Yeah. 167 windmills and not one of them was running Friday night.
Yeah, it was dead still. It was just heavy.
It's kind of weird.
Yeah, I was like, what is going on here? Sun beating in. This is the most miserable I've ever been. I got there way too early.
We
had to bring Calpe.
So you got there before the end of the first quarter?
Well, we got there so Calpe could do the pregame at 20 minutes till, and there we sat.
Yeah, and then they didn't actually, yeah, never mind. They
couldn't
didn't
go on the air.
They got on the air, but they didn't go until 10 till.
Is that right?
Yeah, they're up there chit-chatting.
Yep.
I don't know. It goes at the
All right, we're going to take a break, we are going to talk about our staff. We're going to talk about our junior high staff, our junior high teams, and young Indian football.
Yep.
After that, Sports Talk presented by
the Wayne Street Market.
Need a better job where the benefits are great? A family-friendly company with competitive pay? Where people stop and greet me when they see my smiling face? Cooper Farms. It's more than a workplace.
Locations in Van Wert, Fort Recovery, St. Henry, Rossburg, and Coldwater. Start at $15.25 an hour for full-time production. Flexible options available, too. To apply, visit CooperFarmsJobs.com. Cooper Farms, it's more than a workplace.
Miracle Lanes is now back open after their summer break. Stop in and see Corey and Jared, bowl a game or two, visit with friends, grab something to eat, and if you're looking to feed the family, what's better than Miracle Lane's pizza? Also, try one of their subs or other sandwiches, and don't forget about their famous wings. Just call them at 375-4274, then drive through and pick it up. And if you're planning a birthday party or other get-together, call to reserve your day and time. And be sure to get there for their great pizza and wing buffet on Fridays at lunch. Through the month of July, Miracle Lanes will be open on Thursday at 3 and Friday, Saturday, and Sunday at 11. Call them at 375-4274 to order ahead.
Welding and Steel in Fort Recovery has 35 years of business experience with over 150 years of welding experience. From lawnmowers to semis, bring it to Vores, where Steve can send a mobile rig to you. If it can be welded, Vores Welding and Steel can do it. Need something made and fabricated? It's their specialty. Call Renee today at 419-375-4087. Vores Welding and Steel, 2 miles north of Fort Recovery on State Route 49, or call Steve for a quick quote at 419-375-4087.
Be sure to tune in to Fort Recovery Radio every Saturday morning at 7:15 a.m. for a walk through the garden with Steve Stone. He'll give us some expert advice and timely tips on what we need to do to keep our lawns and gardens healthy. You can email him questions for future shows at steve@naturesgreennursery.com. Be sure to tune in every Saturday morning for a walk through the garden with Steve Stone, 7:15 a.m. on Fort Recovery Radio.
Are we back?
We're back.
How's Chuck? Is Chuck still around or did he quit?
Well, he has a lot going on.
Yeah,
And he was on vacation last week.
I seen that. He in Florida?
Yeah.
Where was he?
Yeah, he was in Florida.
Florida.
Not sure when. There's a bunch of people with him. I was looking.
Is that
on
his nieces, I take it, was with him?
I couldn't tell who they were because it was on the phone. And
looked like it.
They were all.
What'd you do this summer? Did you go on vacation?
Anything
cool? Nothing?
Zero.
You guys doing, Brent?
We went to Colorado.
Oh, really?
Kim's family, yeah.
How was that?
Awesome. I've never been out there before.
I've never been out there.
It is beautiful.
But that is neat.
Where'd you go? Denver?
We went to Breckenridge.
Ooh, that's ritzy.
Way up in the mountains, and
yeah, get the old cabbage out there, buddy.
We didn't fit in. No.
You were more the Dumb and Dumber when you were.
Yeah.
And they're still talking about you, aren't they?
Maybe.
Those crazy people.
So what do you do there in the summertime there? You can't ski or anything.
There's like hiking and just, it's like, it's an outdoor paradise because the weather is always so mild.
Yeah.
It's, you know, 75 degrees, but it's real dry. And at night it gets down in the 40s, and it's
I remember Big P saying that when he went out there, and I remember Big P saying they never close their doors. There's not a bug out there.
Is that right?
Oh,
I don't know if it's true or not, but
it is. It's real dry, and
you
got those mountain streams, and they're all ice cold because it's all snow run. You know, snow melt off, and
pretty cool trip.
Pretty awesome.
Yeah. Rocker, did you do anything this summer? Didn't do anything. How about you, Spencer? Anything?
I took a vacation to Brick Street Tavern.
How did that work out?
That was awesome.
It was a long travel.
Yeah. They got 8 draft beers.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, that ain't too bad, is it?
It's a great one vacation. Of each.
Yeah. Good. That is a great vacation.
We had our family reunion.
You don't do much, do you?
I don't like to not sleep at my house.
Yeah.
That drives me crazy.
You know, it's amazing. The older you get, the more you turn. You're so set on your ways. You just hate.
Yep.
It's just crazy how I never thought I would be that way. I always thought it's just weird.
I thought
when
I could
get
stay
older.
Up past 10 o'clock too, but that's over too.
don't
sleep at night.
It is unbelievable. I cannot stay awake.
I always tell people I need to be home by dark.
Hey, we're back here.
I gotta go home.
Yep, we're back here at Sports Talking, and I did notice you got some changes on the sideline this year, Coach. And let's talk about your staff and. You said Toby went down to junior high, so
our junior high staff is, it's the same guys except for Cody. Cody's stepped away. He's, you know, kids and stuff.
What a loser. What the
heck? Hey, you were head coach having kids.
I'm kind of.
Jones. Say, he's a football Jones.
Yeah.
Yeah. I have a really understanding wife.
Yeah.
Put it that way.
That helps.
That's good.
Came into that.
So it's Kevin Ike down there and Toby Metzger and Darian Sheffer and Nick Vogel. And it's a really, really good mix. You know, all of those guys have been with us for a long time now in some capacity. And, you know, they really understand the program and, you know, kind of what we want to be about. And, they're great with those young kids. It's cool because you got Darian and Toby that get fired up and get them wound up, and then you got Kevin and Nick who can kind of calm things down, and it's a really good mix.
Perfect mix.
They had a scrimmage last week against Minster over here and did really well. I don't know what the scores ended up being, but the eighth grade seemed to handle them the way it looked to me, and I thought the seventh grade played really well too.
Good to hear.
Absolutely. And then your varsity staff is,
it's a thin group. We've had a few guys that were with us for a while who've stepped away. Just it's a lot of time. That's what gets everybody. Tyler Webker and
you know, I will drink one
Smoke
more
Luke aren't with us anymore. Block's finally completely done because his boy's a freshman at Coldwater now, so he's going to their games. Mm-hmm. So right now the varsity staff is me, Greg Stoll, Charlie Vasey, and Speedy Shane.
And in the past, how many have you had?
Oh, we've had up to 6.
Yeah.
And we've got Shane Stein's helping us out as a volunteer. And really to help us out on Friday nights because that sideline can get a little chaotic. So having another guy down there to help us kind of direct traffic is big. So it's kind of like small team, small coaching staff. But
ain't all bad.
I'm having a blast.
Absolutely. You know,
it's fun. It's coaching football is fun. I don't care if it's – I don't think I would care what the circumstances are or where. I love coaching.
Yeah.
But you
talked about the losingest coach in the history.
Well, I think that's probably why I am.
Well, and most of that is because you've been here so long.
Well,
I mean, you can't lose that many in 3 years.
You talk about two Brent coaching on the fly. So That's got to be a lot of fun because those kids have got to be. You go talk to them right away when they do something wrong, or is that just stuff you look on film and you say, hey, you know?
Well, you try to. You try to, but it's hard if a guy's on the field all the time.
Right.
If, you know,
hard to get him off and
there were some things. There were some things that we wanted to discuss, but when this guy's calling defense, this guy's calling the offense, all these other things are happening. And those players are on the field so much, sometimes you can't get to that stuff till half.
Yeah.
So halftime is a big deal with a small staff and a small team.
Sure. Make a lot of adjustments.
Yeah, yeah.
When you look at, and you talked about just loving being a football coach and loving where you're at and loving this whole deal, and we look back at you know, where you started and where you're at, and, you know, it all started, our first playoff was in 2014.
Yeah.
And we lost in the second round of the playoffs. 2015, we won the whole thing. It's 2016, we lost in the quarterfinals. We lost to...
Minster,
that is correct. Then we moved up to D6, and we lost to Marion in the playoffs. Went up 6-4. 2018, 4-6. 2019, 4-6. Missed playoffs. Last year, we make the playoffs, lose to eventual state champion Colbert Cavaliers.
Yep.
28-26. So when you look at our program, where it was, where it's at, when you look at that numbers and you look at what do you think is the biggest reason why there's only 35 kids? Why, what do you, is there something that, I don't know. I mean, it's got to be a concern because I know that.
If I knew and I could do something about it, there wouldn't be.
Yeah.
You know, yeah. I don't know. I'm happy that we got the kids we got. You know, and their mentality is that we're gonna do our best to win games, and you know, I feel like I'm happy being invested in them. I think they're happy with us coaches that are really invested in them just getting better and seeing that. You know, I think after Friday, I think that went a long way, and our kids feeling like, all right, we're going to have a shot.
Absolutely.
You know?
Yeah.
And so bring it on, and we'll see what we can do. So I think it's one of those things that just happens once in a while. We've got 44 kids in the junior high.
Yeah.
On two teams. You know, we've averaged 47 kids. I went back and looked. We've averaged 47 kids from 2005 until now.
Yeah.
And that number's been as high as the low 60s, and it's been as low as the low 30s.
Right.
And we've always kind of floated in there. So
yeah,
I'm confident that that's going to be back. And I want to focus on the guys we got, not the guys we don't have.
Sure.
You know?
Sure. Well, you got to. You absolutely
have to. That's the only choice you have, yeah. Right?
That's exactly right. When you look at... And we were talking about some of the stuff that we have here and our program as a whole. And you look at our league and you look at the expanded playoffs. Four wins could get us in the playoffs.
Four wins could. Five almost definitely will.
Yeah.
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 Yeah. And then you look at the MAC this year. And if you look at Friday night, it is going to be an impressive league.
Loaded again.
Yeah.
I mean, that Marion win over Walpock. Yeah. New Bremen travels to the Marion Giants.
Yeah, they were state semifinalists last year.
Yeah.
And they're a huge school. I mean, they're basketball
they're
more than football.
They're
but
D2 if I idle ratings.
They're everybody fears the Marion Giants. Yeah. They went over and beat them.
The league is just top to bottom, just awesome again. And that's so... I mean, I know that it's...
Well, that's why...
It's awesome, though.
It is. And that's why... The playoff expansion was such a great thing for us, and I've been a huge proponent of it for a long time because, you know, I think in some ways it's easy for people to get an impression that we haven't had a very good football program for a while, and there were some years where we really weren't very good, but if you look at, okay, a 16-team playoff, if we would have had that from 2005 to now, we would have made it 11 times.
Think about
in
that.
In those 16 years.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Now, some of those years, we were good enough to do some damage in the playoffs as yep. well, because sometimes we beat teams in non-league games that would go, turn around and make it,
mm-hmm. yep.
it with an 8-team you know, expansion. That team that we played in the first round last year, that we beat, what, 63-7?
Fairbanks? Or
yeah.
Yeah.
They were, if the season would have ended after six games last year and they would have gone off the playoff points, they would have made it and we wouldn't have.
Ain't that
we tough. Were 12 and they were 8.
Think about that. We right. beat them 63-7.
And that happened over the years. You know, yeah. it happened more than a handful of times.
All you got to look at, and we talk about these numbers, and we talk about, you know, and we joked about you're the losingest coach in the MAC. Your playoff record is 9-4. Now, you think about that.
Yep.
Now, you think that that, you think that that right there tells you what it's about.
Yes.
If you get in.
Yeah. You never know.
Right.
You,
right.
Well,
and it's we play a really, really tough schedule, and it's good for you if you can get in the postseason.
Yeah. Yeah.
And so, the thing I remember was it 4 years ago, maybe 5, 6, 7 years ago? That's probably before we won the state championship. You were district coach of the year with 5 wins.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, playing in the MAC, you get 5 wins. That's, yeah, you know, we didn't make the playoffs, but he's coach of the year because he got 5 wins in the MAC. That's crazy.
It is
and,
crazy.
And that's why he's, you know, he knows that he has something going on here, and the kids are buying into it, and we're just one little inch short of being awesome every year.
It also is probably easier to coach, too, when you know, 8 games into this thing. Even if you've only got 3 wins or something, you still got a chance to get in the playoffs. Right. And then it's a new game. That you know, it's an absolute new game.
It's so much fun when you're getting into those weeks 7, 8, 9.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And you're sitting there saying, all right, we can get to 11. These are big deals.
Playoff yeah. start.
Right.
Yeah. Right.
That's a lot of fun.
That is exactly right. So you took a let's eliminate football. Let's talk a little bit about you were the athletic director for a number of years here. You have gave up your duties as athletic director. You're back in the classroom. Is that correct?
Yep. Yep. Yeah. Back in the classroom at the high school.
Loving and that.
Yeah.
First
yeah.
week, everything yeah. back, everything good?
Yeah. Yep. Fell right back into it.
Yeah.
It's fun. I really missed being around students, being around the kids every day.
I can imagine.
You know, they that athletic director gig, that ain't all what it's hyped up to be. And that is a tough.
No. All you have to do is call up a few people, book the same games you did last year.
Piece of cake.
And then take a nap.
And then your transportation.
Yeah.
That, yeah. And you don't know how to. Can you shift a bus?
No.
But they're automatic.
How about your lawnmower? Can you drive a lawnmower?
Carly mows the lawn now.
Atta girl. Atta girl.
How's Carly doing volleyball?
Great.
Yeah.
Great. She had, you know, she had some foot surgery, but yeah. she's healthy. She got cleared 2 weeks ahead of schedule, so good. She didn't really miss much volleyball at all. She got back in July, and she's been practicing and had a few games already, and just
tremendous yeah. jet skier. Or a skier. Yeah,
she can water ski.
Water yeah. ski with the best of them.
So we need a high school water skiing team.
Yeah.
Because she's winning. She is awesome. Let's take one more break here. We're going to come back with Coach Niekamp. We'll wrap this baby up, and we'll talk to Rocker a little bit over there and talk about the Yankees.
The Yankees are hot right now.
Do they
now.
Still have a team?
They've won 12
hot.
In a row.
They're
oh,
hot.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Yankees are wow. on fire.
Oh, man.
And the Reds?
Reds are hanging. We're hanging.
Heartbreaker last night.
Killer last night.
Man. I went to bed 4-1.
You woke up 7-4.
Went to bed smiling. I mean, I said, oh, man, we're going to.
Yeah. Great win on the first game.
Had to pee at 1:30. Looked at my phone. Got beat 7-4.
You got
my pee wasn't near as comfortable.
All over the walls.
Yeah, pee.
Yeah. It's in a rage right now.
Well, that had nothing to do with the Reds. Just way my,
that's just normal.
Yeah, you never have any idea when 2 in the morning. Sports Talk, Bubba and Fee.
Klingchern & Sons Trucking Incorporated is a family-owned and operated business in Burkittsville. They have over 50 years of experience, and they pride themselves on their commitment to punctual transportation and exceptional customer service. They offer local and long-haul transportation. They have dump trucks, stone slingers, flatbeds, vans, and refrigerated trailers. They have great employment opportunities as well. Visit their website at klingchernandsons.com or call them at 937-338-5000. Call Klingchern & Sons Trucking for all your transportation needs.
The versatile Kubota B-Series is a do-it-all tractor. Run powerful attachments that can be easily switched out. It features a hydrostatic transmission and is simple to maintain. The Kubota B-Series. It makes the hard work look easy. Talk to your local Kubota dealer today to schedule a demo.
Your local Kubota dealer is Hall Brothers in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Do you have that one room that is too cold in the winter or too hot in the summer? Need to send air or heat to an addition, basement, or garage, but getting it there seems impossible? Introducing Mitsubishi Multi-Zone Systems, your heating and air solution for one room or independent control of every room. Oh, did I mention Mitsubishi H21 systems are ductless and can be installed almost anywhere, even the ceiling? Get a $500 instant savings discount now at Reasoner Energy. Another problem solved by Reasoner Energy. 419-678-4858.
Wow. The 2021 Win on Wall Bash will be held August 27th and 28th at Ambassador Park in Fort Recovery. In addition to the $750,000 of cash and prizes that we will be giving away in the Tow and Go and Main Super Raffle, there will be side raffles, daily 50-50 drawings, stage games, mechanical bull riding, mobile axe throwing, vendors, food, drinks, and top-notch entertainment, including our Friday headlining band, Ladder, and our Saturday headliner, Nashville recording artist Adam Warner. Check us out on the web at wowraffle.com and follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram for all the latest updates and information. We can't wait to party with all of you at the Win on Wall Bash August 27th and 28th.
We're back here at Sports Talk, Bubba and Fee. And we talked about the Indians' nice win over the Wayne Trace
big
Raiders.
Big win.
39-24?
Yeah.
I think it's 21. Yep.
21.
Did they score their first series?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
First two series, didn't they?
Yeah. We scored. They marched right down and scored. They onside kicked. Or I don't know if they onside.
Yeah, what was that?
Script picture what yeah. that was.
Bounced off one of our frontline guys and they recovered it. They marched down, turned it over. We turned it right back over on the. We hit the Reese on that post, and then he fumbled it when the kid got.
Oh yes, oh, and then, he had him, dude.
Then they went down and scored a second time to go up 14-7.
When Reese did that, we were sitting.
You
there
knew it was coming.
He's not going to strip him. Goes, yeah, just stay down, Reese.
He kind of bobbled a little bit. Oh no, he ain't got the handle.
How good a kid is he?
He was switching hands right as the guy got there, and yeah. He got his hand in there.
Down it went.
Reese is playing great.
Yeah.
And really all phases of the game. You know, I mentioned his blocking before. He's gotten behind the defense a bunch. We didn't get him on one of those deep balls, but we hit him a couple times in key situations that game. And he's playing real well on defense.
Yeah.
Yep.
And let's get him loose once so he can do one of those shots down the sideline. Like
when you look at defensively, you gave up two touchdowns, first two series. We hold him to one touchdown the rest of the way. You had to be tickled.
Yeah, yeah. And like I said before, there's some new guys over there, you know. Caleb Evers playing linebacker, played a little bit last year. Owen Kanapke's been playing the other inside linebacker, and you know, he's a sophomore, and he was a JV player last year. Reese Guggenbiller, Troy Holman, Jose Martinez, our nose guard, is a sophomore, and
really
he was last year. He's built like a beer keg.
Yeah,
and he's quick. And last year he was our scout team defensive guy, and we had trouble blocking him last year. So
he's saying, "What more do I got to do, coach?
What do I got
to
do?"
He's a hard kid to block. He's got a quick first step, and he's real physical. And so yeah, he's playing nose guard. Henry Kanapke's playing one defensive end. Logan's playing the other. Henry's another one of those kids that just worked his butt off over the years, and he's a senior, and you know he's getting a shot, and he had a nice game. He had some good stops. Ross Pearson, we mentioned before, so it's neat because it's such a, you know, it's these are all guys that are getting their opportunity and they're doing well with
it.
You so we open up the home part of the season Friday night versus Urbana, a team that you said they're athletic, they present a lot of problems with us, and we're going to go out there and battle. And in that game, if you can't make it up, it's going to be on Fort Recovery Radio as usual.
Absolutely.
The new press box.
Hey, yes, we hope we'll be able to get up in the upstairs. They don't have the steps up, or they didn't have, as of yesterday, didn't have the steps on there. But
shimmy.
Yeah, I said I told Holly, I said I have a pogo stick.
Boing.
We can get up there.
But you let me watch that.
When I was a kid, I couldn't do a pogo stick. I'm pretty sure adding 60 years doesn't help.
Is that? Is that nice?
It's really nice.
Is it?
Yeah.
And it's temperature controlled.
Yeah.
Really?
Air conditioned.
Got a little AC.
Heat in the winter.
So you need a spotter or anything?
Well, Friday night? I don't think we had enough room in that top.
Dang it.
There's only room for 35 people up there.
Are we going to be able to stand on the sides?
You like the landings like usual?
Yeah.
They're still there.
Still there?
Yeah.
Perfect.
There's your spot.
I've been there since they built Barenberg, 1992. Yep.
Exactly.
Yep.
Do not take that spot away from us. Yep. That's what makes me mad when we can't. When they put the radio stations out there.
Bring the camera boys
there.
In and stuff.
Hey,
get out of our spot. Won't have to do that anymore.
Yep.
That's perfect.
They'll be inside.
That's perfect.
Without having been upstairs, my guess is you can put 12 people along the window.
So when you got four guys on your staff, who's up in the press box?
Greg Stoll.
He's up there by himself.
Yeah. And, we can get, sometimes we get a guy up there with him. Darian will go up there with him. To help spot and
right.
So then who
relay
who actually does the plays? Shows runs them out there to him.
Well, if I tell you that, then our opponents are going to know.
Oh, I never thought about that. Got to be sneaky.
I like it. Because a lot of people listen to Fort Cover Radio.
Yeah.
Speedy does. Greg Speedy relays it down to Speedy. Speedy signals it.
I love Speedy Shane. He's just a neat bird.
Yeah.
You know, I was talking to somebody. I don't know who it was. And, you know, you got a lot of kids that played for you that are coaching them.
Yeah.
Wes Wenning is now at Akron Hoban on the varsity wide receivers coach. Now, how big is that school when you got a wide receivers coach? That's his gig.
That's perfect.
Yeah.
Wes is their coach? That's awesome.
Yeah, he's at Akron Hoban.
LaFever boy, right? Who did we talk to that day?
Cook.
Tanner
Cook is assistant at Jay County.
Yeah, I'm a little salty about that. So he should be coaching with us.
Yeah. Tanner, you're on our list.
Hey,
we're down on you.
They're coming for you.
From us.
Did they really?
I don't know. Yeah. I'm going to have a little chit chat with him.
Yeah, we're going to headlock.
Yeah.
Hey, he'll say, show me the money.
We'll get his grandpa. He'll say, Mr. Cook. I have a talk with you.
Mr. Niekamp.
That is really cool. You mentioned those guys. Steve Trowbridge is down there at Mississinewa.
Yeah. Just Michael Trowbridge.
Michael. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's good.
Yeah, and they had Michael was telling me that they were supposed to play Union City first week.
Mm-hmm.
A week before the season starts, Union City says, we don't have you on our schedule. So they don't have an opponent.
Oh, boy.
So they get Bucyrus Winford, and they don't know. Bucyrus Winford has got a good football program.
Yeah. Good.
And they went up there and got nailed pretty good. And
drilled.
But I think that they're pretty optimistic about it. They got some good young kids again.
Those guys are doing a good job.
They are. Absolutely.
They got that year in the playoffs a couple years ago. Yeah. And, you know, they got kids excited to play. When they came up here to do some passing with us two or three summers ago, and they were doing well. You could tell those kids were coached up and knew what was going on and were trying their best, and that's all you can ask for.
All you can do.
Well, if you can get some enthusiasm in that area for a sport, there's people down there. But just getting that enthusiasm, and, you know, we had a little bit of that problem for a while, and once you get it, it takes a while to lose it. So I think if they can hang in there. I think they're going to be okay, and I hope they do well there.
There's no way this can be safe. Extension cords right by me like this.
Just don't lick them.
Yep. This is, you didn't do any construction.
No, Chuck did it perfectly the first time.
Just Coach, I wish you luck Friday night, brother.
Thanks a lot, guys. Thanks for having me.
Always nice when you come up here and talk Indian football.
Absolutely.
And our doors are always open.
We'll get you back up again.
Absolutely. Let's get you up here a couple times this year and keep playing hard and having fun, and that's what it's all about.
Thanks a lot.
And you make Fort Kerry Indian football and make our fans very proud in our school. So we're going to come right back. We're going to talk about some. We got some other things to talk about. We're going to talk about the golf, cross country, and volleyball seasons underway. We're going to talk a little bit about their coaching staff and how they're doing. So. Sports Talk, Bubba and Fee, presented by
the Wayne Street Market.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canote from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. New Lean and Mean TS6 Series tractors from New Holland and K&L Tractor Sales feature rock-solid reliability. You can tailor a model to match the tasks you do without sacrificing comfort. That's called being New Holland smart. Choose from four models between 90 and 115 PTO horsepower, two-wheel drive or four-wheel drive for added traction, and an all-weather cab or spacious flat deck platform. No matter how you outfit your TS6 Series tractor, you get rock-solid reliability. Stop by K&L Tractor Sales today.
Are you looking to become a part of a company that uses the vision of their team members to assist them in becoming successful? Cooper Farms does just that. We utilize the ideas and visions of our team members to make our processes better, easier, safer today. The Fort Recovery Division of Cooper Farms is currently seeking individuals to fill open egg packaging and sanitation positions. To learn more about these positions, as well as other open positions, please visit cooperfarms.com/join our team. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
So my heater wasn't heating. My friend Tom said I should switch to gas, but Larry suggested I go with a dual fuel furnace. Then Martin said I should use heat from the ground. Geothermally called it. Then my wife said, just call Reasoner. Sure enough, Reasoner Energy had them all. Train high efficiency dual fuel heat pumps, furnaces, and an amazing geothermal heat pump. Reasoner took a look at our place, and the next thing you know, we're all cozy and warm. Go ahead and talk to your friends. But make sure you also talk to my friends at Reasoner Energy, 419-678-4858.
The St. Joe Homecoming Festival is coming up September 10th, 11th, and 12th on the grounds of St. Joseph Parish, 1.5 miles east of Fort Recovery. The festivities kick off on that Friday night with St. Joe's largest cornhole tournament. Sign in at 7:30. Saturday night begins with outdoor mass at 4:30, and stick around for world-famous chili, the amateur horseshoe tournament, and music by RJ the DJ. Sunday's festivities kick off at 1 o'clock with NFL football on TV, a beanbag tournament, horseshoe tournament, and kitty tractor pool. Grab yourself some barbecue chicken dinners for supper, and stick around for entertainment by Kyle Kesters and the raffle drawing with a $1,000 top cash prize. We'll see you at the St. Joe Homecoming Festival, September 10th, 11th, and 12th.
We're back here, Sports Talk, with my good friend, Mr. Harold Field.
Bobby!
I got a text here.
All right.
Text, who we got?
Is it one you're allowed to read? Is that one
Perry
of those
Hall,
from
Sports
Bill?
Talk, oh, coming, oh, back great. Tonight.
Perry!
Is a great way to take my mind off a fever.
Ooh.
Perry with the COVID.
Perry.
And a huge thunderstorm.
Ooh, got a thunderstorm.
Where's he at?
Is he Atlanta?
I think he's still Atlanta, but I'm not 100% positive. I see his posts all the time, and I'm not really paying attention to where he is because he's not here.
He turned a big 3-0.
Yeah, he
not
did.
Oh, really?
Happy birthday, bud.
Yeah, happy birthday to one of our loyal listeners.
He's one about as loyal as they get. He probably has missed a show in
not
7
very many.
Years, but not very many.
Not too many.
No, he don't miss many.
Nope.
He's a good old boy.
Yes, he is.
So, with the school starting, all the other sports in the fall started. And
we're back.
And I got this here from the golf team. The boys team is coached by Dean Sanders. Dean has returned for his third year.
Yeah.
And they had a nice win the other night. Eli Leonard's medalist with 41.
Yeah.
Oh, that's good.
Xander Conkler with 42. Isaac LeFevre with 42. And they absolutely drilled, I think it was Houston or somebody. Yeah. So, good job. I think another kid, I don't remember the name, but some other kid had a 50. So,
Yeah.
So they're young and they're playing good. Yeah. So good for them guys.
That's a promise down there in the golf team.
And then the girls team is they're pretty good. And they're led by Joe Bruns. And his daughter has just had an unbelievable year. She had 36 the other day, which was 36. One off her low record. And
yeah.
Wow.
And they won again last night. They beat somebody. I think Paige had 50. And I think Jalen had maybe like a 39 or 41, like that. So good job at the girls and boys golf programs, and there are a lot of good young kids in that.
Yep.
The volleyball team is they start off with National Trail. We went in three pretty easy. Then last night we have a good St. Mary's team.
Yeah.
Yes.
Play them at home, and the Indians win it in three. And
good games, too.
Yeah. That last one was
very good
tough.
Game.
Yeah.
The other ones were tough, but that last one was tough.
Yeah.
And the game is on NHS Network if you want to get it. What I do is I listen to Fort Kevin Radio and Diane Ramel, Spencey.
Rob was tied in with the NFHS last night. So,
was he?
Good. Yeah, he was.
So Diana Diana couldn't make it Monday because she was officiating the freshman game. So her daughter Madison announced the game
for us
at National Trail. National Trail has a pretty good team.
Yeah.
They probably had never seen much of the serve that everybody in the MAC does that's just barely clears the net and then kind of dives. Mm. They had all kinds of trouble with that. But they're going to run into that somewhere, and they're going to know how to handle it now because they're going to practice against that.
They've got good volleyball down there. Miami East is a juggernaut for years. And I'm sure they've seen it. But, it's good for our girls volleyball team. Get off to a good start. They're off now till next Tuesday when they will travel to Jay County and take on the Patriots. And that'd be a good one. I know Jay County is really good this year.
Yep.
So
that's always good.
So that'll be on Fort Recovery Radio, probably?
Or it'll be a simulcast with Rob. I'm not sure if Rob's doing it. He might have his Jay County guys doing it, but it'll be simulcast.
That'll be good. So girls volleyball team, solid. Travis Goonbiller does a great job.
We're going to get him in, too.
Yeah.
We'll get
Chloe Showalter's a JV coach this year.
Yeah, I've seen that.
Good. Yeah, coming back, and I love that. And then Tiff Garkey is varsity assistant, and she's probably one of the best players we ever had up here.
Good as it gets.
So our volleyball program is solid. Then you look at our cross country. They had a Mercer County meet last night, and we had top finishers all over the place. The boys they don't have the depth that the other teams have, but they got the high camp boys is tougher than heck.
He's good.
I think he finished second or third or fourth in it. Hats off to the girls. Our girls cross country team is loaded.
Good, really good.
They're young and they're loaded. They got Will Girl who runs like a deer. And she wasn't even the best on the team the other night. There's a Reisner girl that beat her.
Yeah.
Calpe's daughter finishes, Joelle finishes like 23rd.
Yeah.
These girls are all freshmen and sophomores.
A little promising down there.
Yeah. And
who coaches them, Bobby?
That is Christy Diller.
Christy?
Yep.
And Matt Heikamp is her assistant this year. And
that's great.
They got a good deal going, just like the girls' varsity. We talk about their volleyball coaches, and then they got Teresa Lawrence coaches a freshman, Julie Krieg coaches the 8th grade, and Carly coaches the 7th grade. They got good staff. Good staff, good fall sports in Fort Recovery, Ohio, folks. And
it's going to be a lot of fun.
It is, and most of the stuff, as normal, is on Fort Recovery Radio, and we appreciate you guys' support.
Yeah, we can't quite do the cross-country because I can't keep up with them.
You can't?
No.
Oh, I think you could.
You should have a headset on, just run right with them.
Yeah.
Yeah, I should.
That'd be good.
Well, get him a scooter, one of those Segways. Yeah.
Or your golf cart.
Golf cart? Follow them along.
My grandkids kill you. Do not mess with them.
Don't mess with a golf cart.
I'm pretty sure they wouldn't allow that.
They would be in a rage.
I mean, the officials wouldn't allow us.
Why is Neil on my golf cart, Grandpa? I got to go look at some deers. So, anything else? What are you up to? How you been?
Pretty good. How you doing, bub?
Sideburns getting long.
He's
Elvis.
Try for that Elvis impersonator.
Not bad.
Gig.
Not a bad gig.
He's booked one place. He's at the Coldwater Creek Landing, but they tore that building down 40 years ago. But
he's still there.
He's booked there for next Thursday.
And right along with the Life Factory in Sheboygan.
On a cold and gray Chicago morning, on a little baby child born in the ghetto.
In the ghetto.
That's pretty good song in it. You like it or you don't like it?
I like that one.
I wrote that song.
There's only one.
You did.
No, I thought Parker.
No, it was, what is that guy's name? Country. God, I can't think of his name. I thought of it when I said it, and I can't think of his
Tom
name.
Tom T. Hall died.
Mac Davis.
Tom
yeah,
T.
that's
Hall.
Who it was.
No.
Mac Davis. He wrote. No.
Baby, yeah. Baby, don't get hooked on me.
Yeah, it was Mac Davis that wrote.
Baby, don't get hooked on me. I'll be with you when you set me free.
Set me free.
baby. That's an oldie.
That is an oldie.
That I don't think I got the lines right, but I...
Yeah, Tom T. Hall.
Tom T. Hall, the storyteller.
Charlie Watts. Drummer for Rolling Stones.
Rolling Stones.
Yeah, it was sad.
80?
I heard one of the radio guys say, and... can't even think of the guitar guy's name now.
Keith Richards
outlives another one.
Yeah, that's right. That's right.
Who'd ever thought he'd outlive anybody?
Yeah, that's right.
One of my dad's favorite lines I'll never forget till the day I die. He says, Keith Richards is dead. They just haven't told him yet.
That's exactly right. Think about that.
He's looked the same for 50 years.
Yeah, he's looked like he's 90 since
he looked like
30.
He was 90 when he was 30. Yep. We want to give a thoughts and prayers to the Kaiser family. Dan Kaiser was a pillar in our community for a long time, Dan and his family. And
big Fort fan.
Yeah, absolutely. And Jen Thompson and her husband. And yeah, it just sucks. You know, Eric.
Yep.
Jason, great people.
Great people.
Great
family.
70 years old, Dan Kaiser, way too young.
But, way too young.
Dan should be very proud. He was a leader of a hell of a band there. So we give our best to the family. And we'll be back next week. Sports Talk, Bubba and Fee.
To Sports Talk with Bubba and Fee, broadcasting live from the Miracle Lane Studios in historic Fort Recovery, Ohio. With Bubba and Fee was brought to you in part by community-minded sponsors and the sports department of this radio station. FortRecoveryRadio.com is the home of the Fort Recovery Indians.